back, guys. DGS on KMOX 104.1 FM. Happy Friday. We have weather coming in, to paraphrase Dave. It's going to get here the next couple of hours. And pretty much we have to look out for severe weather until about 10 or 11 p.m. And then it's just like rain, man. It's like 2.5 inches up to 5 inches through Easter Sunday. So if you have Easter egg hunts and outdoor activities tomorrow or Sunday, just know that those may be postponed. You have to take those inside. We are celebrating Good Friday by giving away the Golden Cod. For 20 years now, we've been doing the DGS Catholic Fish Smackdown. And I feel, Andrew, why don't you grab a mic there? I feel somewhat responsible for the glowing up, the leveling up of the venerable fish fry in St. Louis.
I do too. Yeah, and I think that's super, super accurate. This in particular was a year of improvements. Everybody outscored their. We had all returning parishes this year, and all of them outscored their previous scores by like a good margin.
And everyone did great. It was very bunched up at the top, but Holy Trinity and St. Stephen's and ICD were within 1/10. Three judges over the course of 6 weeks came to down to 1/10, but ICD is our champion for 2025. They repeated, which means that they will get next year off. They are the Golden Com Emeritus, so they are now like the guys who host the SNL five times. Mm-hmm. They'll get like a robe or a jacket or something. And poor Nikki here thought she was coming by just to pick up a piece of hardware and get back in her car and beat the rain. We're like, no, come get on the air. You kidding me?
Okay. I appreciate it.
So introduce yourself to the audience.
I'm Nikki Meyer. I am a crew member of the ICD Fish Fry. I've been a part of our crew since 2017. And when our crews switched over and took over in 2021, took a larger crew portion, I guess, or with that. And so, yeah, I have three boys. Two of them are freshmen at CBC, and I have one left at ICD, and he's 9, and he's in third grade.
And the older boys are just getting their license.
They are. They just good are luck. Starting to drive.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. Yeah. It was very odd seeing them behind the wheel for the first time. So
yeah, when I see, like, I don't know how your boys, if they look like men or they look like boys, but every now and then I'll see someone who looks like a kid. And you just want to call the cops. And you're like, there's a baby on Highway 40. Somehow a baby's gotten behind the wheel of a truck.
It's a big baby, but...
It's a big baby. They're smoking, but it's a baby.
It's kind of like when you walk into a bar and you think they're not 21.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which at KU is the truth.
Yeah, I was saying, in a college town, that's probably right.
Yeah, so Gabriel was on and just telling us about the 2,000 meals that you guys were serving every Friday night. Mm-hmm. Was it just chaos in the kitchen, or did you have it down to a finely tuned art?
No, so we actually have an amazing crew. We have over 50 crew members that come back week after week in the Lenten season and help us navigate and really are efficient at turning over all of those meals. We have a drive-through, a carry-out, and dine-in. So we really need those crew members to help us out, and we couldn't do it without them. So while some days it was definitely crazy, and especially this year we had two severe weather nights.
Yes.
But, you know, if we didn't have that crew, we wouldn't have been able to get through those and to be as successful as we are.
Are you guys serving tonight, or are you done?
No, we don't. We are done. We do not serve on Good Friday.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Not like those other pretenders. People out there serving a Good Friday. Well, here is this year's Golden Cod. It's very heavy. Be careful. Okay. There you go.
No pressure, though, like you said.
Yeah.
I will say this. We did take it very seriously. We were very honored last year and obviously this year as well. But it was definitely okay. Like, what can we do to be better? And we always do that. But I cheesingly am going to say that our food is cooked with love. We truly enjoy the crew being around each other. We also couldn't do it without all of the parents and families of ICD as well, because they all come and help us. We have over 150 volunteers every single week that help us. And so without them and without our crew, we couldn't do what we do.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank
Tell
you
everyone
very much.
Congratulations. We all said hello.
We'll do. And don't forget to come visit us next year.
Awesome. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank
we appreciate
you so
it.
Much. I appreciate it. Happy Easter, everybody. American girls are
better and noise. Do you have a Stairway for us?
Yeah, yeah. This is a good one, I think. Or at least I like it a lot. Because, like, Gary Oldman's one of my favorite actors. I just think he's brilliant in damn near everything. I've never seen a movie where he's in it, and I'm like, man, he was terrible. He's great at everything. He's a chameleon. But he said, I saw a quote from him the other day that I think is amazing, and I love it, and I just wanted to run it by you guys because I think it's an interesting way. Now, everybody's going to see this a little differently based on your own personality traits and how, you know, however you handle the world around you. But I think it's interesting because he's talking about when he was young versus now, right? So he said, I used to walk into a room and wonder if people liked me. Now I walk around and I wonder if I like them. And I really thought that was cool. I mean, again, it's natural, right? Like, because the older you get now, in his case, also very successful.
Yeah.
So you're not anymore in that people-pleasing mindset. You're not like, people know who you are. They know what you want. If they want to work with you, they're going to call you. You're not there to schmooze. You're not there to do anything. You're just like, all right, now I'm comfortable because of the success and being who I am. I thought that was really cool. And I got to say, it kind of rings true with me. I don't usually walk into a room and worry about it. I mean, I don't want people to not like me, but I also don't care if they don't, to a degree. I mean, I would care if my boss didn't like me because, well, I'm not going to have a job very long if the boss doesn't like me, right? But I think that is fascinating for a guy because I've seen him interviewed where he's talking about how difficult it is when you're breaking into a big business like that to get credibility, to be respected, to be in there. So you're always on that edge of like not wanting to offend anybody, not wanting to bore anybody, like always feeling like you have to perform, and then being able to just now say, wow, I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, being a diagnosed people pleaser, it is a weird job to have.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people exaggerate me. They love me too much. They hate me too much.
I get you.
He's the biggest idiot ever. Oh, my God, what a genius. Oh, he's so funny. He's never made me laugh once. It's been a weird ride for 25 years.
That's why I wanted to ask, because I know that you and I are different in that.
Yes.
Right. And I think it's interesting to kind of understand why. But you're right that I'm sure that the same thing exists. People think I'm smart. People think I'm an idiot. People, whatever. I mean, I'm positive of it. And I think I wish I could share the on-off switch with people. I wish I could hear, Dave, this is what it's like to just not care what someone thinks.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a learned trait.
I think, I personally think you learn it at a very young age.
Okay.
And the house I grew up in, while my parents did their best, was full of tension. And my dad, my first 10 years of life, worked shift work, and it didn't agree with him. And there was lots of, stupid kids. And I just learned that I'm not going to say literal survival.
No, but yeah,
but my survival as a little kid depended on me being able to read the room.
And getting the feedback that you wanted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What kind of mood is dad in?
Yeah.
Okay, he's in a good mood. Relax a little bit. He's in a bad mood. Watch
your
P's and Q's,
yeah.
On your best behaviors. And sometimes that wasn't enough. And it wasn't until maybe 10 years ago, I'd heard people pleaser, people pleaser, people pleaser. I didn't think that was me. And then you realize, oh no, I'm still doing the same thing.
Right.
I'm still reading every single room. Do you relate to that, Rach?
Yeah, for sure. I try to think of myself as a recovering people pleaser because whenever I realize I'm doing it, I do try to stop. But yeah, I have that syndrome where it's like, I try to make myself smaller around other people if I feel uncomfortable or like, you know, just feeling like if I set a boundary, that's going to mess up my day somehow. And there's nothing wrong with setting a boundary.
No.
There's really not. If someone's making you feel bad for doing that, that's really their problem, not yours.
Another explanation I've heard, which I rings true to me, is that people pleasers are very often an incredibly empathetic.
Yeah.
And that, say, for example, you're a stranger. You're waiting on me at Macy's, and you're being brusque, and you're not treating me very well. That if I were to stand up to you and say, I do not appreciate this, I don't appreciate this lack of respect, I'd want to talk to your supervisor, I would be well within my rights.
Yep.
But I can imagine and empathize so strongly of how that might make you feel badly. And even though you're being a jerk, I don't want you to feel that bad. And that's another explanation for it I've heard that kind of rings true.
But I think that's a positive spin. Because we would be better if more people thought more about those things. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we would be better off. Day-to-day interactions would be better if there was more of that, I don't know, instinct, mindset, however you want to phrase it.
Yeah. Razor's edge?
Yeah. Okay. We can do a hypothetical question or we can do fast food news. I'm going to let you guys pick which one you'd rather do. We might be able to fit in both.
Fast food.
We'll start with fast food.
Okay. Starting with fast food news, Taco Bell is welcoming back chicken nuggets, and they plan to make crispy chicken permanent by 2026.
Good move.
I've not had them.
They're great. They're very good. Wait, are they
taco-y?
Yeah, are they Taco Belly or are they just nuggets?
What do you mean by Taco Belly?
Like, is there Mexican seasonings in there?
Is there a flair?
Maybe.
Or is it just like maybe the
dipping? I don't think you want to tell us anything.
He hasn't even had the nuggets. He's lying.
He just likes nuggets.
I don't know if they have.
You outed yourself, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know if they have like taco seasoning on them or whatever. They taste good. I don't know.
No, he is. He's a lying Pez.
No feet. They're delicious. Just try them. I don't know if they have like taco seasoning or whatever. They taste good. They're good chicken nugs.
When are snack wraps returning to McDonald's?
Yes.
No one knows for sure, but they've given us a hint. So they put out an X. I hate saying that. They put out a tweet basically saying they were coming in 0x1425. So before October of this year, the snack wraps will be returning.
Okay.
That makes me mad. I don't like that. Just give us the stupid. They're
just put them out.
They're just snack wraps.
It's a cheap tortilla with a chicken strip and some like ranch dressing or whatever. Just give us the snack wraps.
By
stop
the way,
making it cute. Just give me the stupid snack. Just give them to me now, McDonald's.
Got you guys. I got the breakdown on the chicken nuggets at Taco Bell.
Okay.
So they're marinated in jalapeno buttermilk, and they are a blend. The breading is breadcrumbs and tortilla chips all crushed up together.
See, this is what I depend on you to know.
You can't taste none of that. It's just, they're good. They're good chicken nuggets. Try them. You'll like them. You can't, I don't know about all that. You can't, I don't know about any jalapeno buttermilk nacho chips.
Top three chicken nuggets of all time?
McDonald's, Chick-fil-A.
How do you even put those together?
Wendy's, shut up. Wendy's has a very solid nugget.
Now, when you say McDonald's, you mean the McNugget?
I do.
Okay.
What other kind of nuggets are at
McDonald's? Didn't they have tenders for a while?
Do they not have those?
They don't have the tenders anymore. The tenders were pretty good.
Yeah, they were okay.
I didn't dislike them.
Like, but two of those three nuggets, they're like the mushed up chicken, not pieces of chicken.
Oh my God, cry about it. Why don't you give me the mush? It's a nugget. Mush it up. I don't care.
Sorry,
I have standards.
Yeah, they should hire you to do lives.
Yeah, here's some chicken mush for you. Oh, it's breaded.
Mush it up. You don't care. I don't care. Eat the mush.
At least it doesn't have any of that fake Mexican flair.
Yeah, we don't have jalapeno buttermilk in it. Sorry, eat the mush. You know you want it.
Chili's 3 for Me menu is introducing a new big QP burger. This is a shot at McDonald's because it's basically like the quarter pounder, but a little bigger. And they're just throwing it out there of like, hey, we've got one. You can come and get it for $10.99. You can get a choice of a Big Smasher or the new Big QP, plus a side of bottomless chips and salsa and an unlimited fountain drink. For $11, that's a good deal.
You may have just sold me on dinner tonight.
Chili's.
No, the quarter pounder.
Oh.
I haven't had one of those since they were killing people with onions.
Try a McNugget. Give it a try.
They're just like,
eat the mush.
You only like them because you liked them when you were a kid.
Untrue. I eat about 40 a week. I do not think that that wall would not hold if it was nostalgia holding it up. I tell you that much.
Sure it is.
That dam would break.
What is your order? For nugs.
I'm just saying, a lot of times,
no one's listening at this hour.
Sometimes it's like 10 nuggets and then like a McDouble. Sometimes I just go to 20 nuggets.
Do you put the nuggets on the double?
I haven't done that in a while. Ever since they made it their thing, and then you had to order the Air and Sea burger or whatever, and then they just gave you the ingredients and you had to make it yourself, and that made me mad, and then I stopped.
You have a real love-hate relationship with McDonald's.
I mean, it's really just love.
In the service of